Cornisha, is it Cornisha?
Yes.
Oh, Cornisha Brown, who's president of Jack and Jill. You never know who's listening. Isn't that something? Miss Brown, how are you?
I am great. Thank you, Mr. Madison.
Wow. By the way, happy birthday.
Thank you, and that is why I'm calling in. I want to thank you for sharing our history and celebrating with us as we really just, you know, honor our founders on our 85th anniversary.
Wow.
We are so very grateful for this opportunity.
80 years. Look, I loved the period in my teenage years when I was with Jack and Jill. And I got to tell you, and I say this, I mean, my parents, I was reared by grandparents. I mean, everybody knows it.
And
my grandfather hauled trash, and my grandmother was a housekeeper. But, you know, but in those days in Dayton, Ohio, I mean, I joined Jack and Jill. What attracted me was your mission. That's really
Absolutely.
What attracted me.
And that's what it's all about.
It really
about
was.
About nurturing our future African-American leaders and doing all that we can for the children in every way, all children in every way. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I can tell you this, it kept me out of trouble. It gave me direction. It really did. I'm looking at professional people. I mean, it gave me direction because it doesn't make any difference, middle class or low income, that you can go the wrong way at any point in time.
Right, and it takes a village. And this has been the village that has made a huge impact in not only our communities in which the chapters our mothers serve, but across the nation. So we are now 262 chapters strong and over 17,000 mother members representing 70,000 family members
wow.
in total. Yes, we've come a long way in 85 years.
you don't hear much about it, but I'm so glad that the team picked this up. I'm absolutely tickled that you would be listening. I mean, I'm
yes,
serious.
Yes, our families are fans, and my husband, he listens to you all the time when he's, you know, in the car, and he tells me, like, oh, you missed it today. So I am happy that I was able to call in. And our executive
yeah.
director, who is Elizabeth Chisholm, she let me know first thing. She said, you know what? Joe Madison is talking about Jack and Jill. You should call
wow.
in. So
yeah.
I was so happy to receive that call from her.
Well, let me say this to everybody before I go to break. I did not learn to cuss in Jack and Jill. So.
That's great to know.
I learned most of those words from the football coach at halftime.
We all have those stories, right? Well, thank you for sharing. Yes, we are now in the clear for that part.
Thank you. Jack and Jill's in the clear. Thank you so much. God, and let me know anytime we can help. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank
all right,
you. Have
all
a
right.
wonderful day.
You
take
too.
Bye bye.
I mean, think about this. This is really, I mean, it's, boy, y'all better learn to understand. I mean, first of all, I'm glad that the team, when we put every hour, in case you're new to the show, we always open with a history fact. Screw, I'm being polite now because the president, Jack and Jill, is listening, had another word for it. DeSantis, you know, he can't stop me from teaching history. He can't stop me. So I'm glad the team found this. And then, lo and behold, the president's listening. The executive director, you know, I tell you, you better listen. And let's take a pause here. Robert from South